Your names?
Bashir Diop.
Pamela Johnson.
Today was a celebration of sorts on it for the substantial completion of the 8th Street project. You had Mayor Gray and Councilmember Tommy Wells and a number of others celebrating the occasion. But you had some concerns. You were there in protest. Lay out some of the things that you've been dealing with. You're a business owner. Your business owner is on 8th Street.
Yeah, I'm a business owner on 8th Street, and it's been really challenging. We've been going through 4 years of construction on 8th Street, and throughout that period, our small business have suffered substantially, and many of us already been out of business. And that being said, we requested some sort of relief from the government just to help our business being sustainable through the process. But we haven't gotten any positive response from the city. What is disturbing is, on the other hand, we found out a small group of us were able to benefit from a subsidy through Tommy Wells, which is the council member of this ward. And what is more disturbing is 80% of small businesses made up of African American and Asian are the one operating their businesses during the day when the construction is at its height. And those are the same small businesses that were denied any sort of relief. Meanwhile, a small group, white small business owner, were able to benefit up to $500,000 from the same grant that I just mentioned, earmarked by council member. So this is clearly some sort of, at least, to say the least, some favor or largesse given to a small group of small businesses that suffer the least through the construction to the demise of a larger group of small businesses that have suffered when the construction has been at its height during the day.
And the businesses that operate at night, they're the bars and restaurants?
That's exactly true. They operate during the nighttime from 5 to 3 in the morning. And if you go back and see the shuttle bus operation and the service provided by that shuttle bus were from 5 p.m. to 3 in the morning. Those are the hours of operation where small business, bar and restaurant are open.
And are a number of, how many of those bars and restaurants are owned by African Americans?
And you, a minute number, probably two out of the 20 bar and restaurant are owned by minority. So the larger group is composed of Caucasian, small business owners.
Whereas compare that to the businesses operating during the daytime, which did not, as you're saying, get the same type of assistance. What's the proportion of businesses that are?
They are mostly, up to 90 to 95% African American and Asian that operate during the day. And they represent about 80% of the small businesses of 8th Street Northeast.
What's going on here? Bashir mentioned some construction. Can you talk about this construction?
Yes. For the last four years, there was construction on 8th Street for the streetcars and streetscape projects. And what the construction did for almost 2 years, that the entire corridor was under construction except for the 1300 block of 8th Street. That's where you have most of Joe Englert's businesses, and you also have the Agronaut. And in reference to Joe Englert, started a nonprofit organization that was called 8th Street Cooperative. And 4 months later, Tommy Wells earmarked almost $500,000 to their so-called nonprofit. And what this nonprofit did, it took that $500,000 and it only serviced their businesses. So Tommy Wells gave money to this so-called nonprofit that was run by entrepreneurs on 8th Street, and they took the money to use it to support only their businesses. So what you have is a taxpayer subsidizing a few entrepreneurs. and the rest of us suffered. The rest of us, last year you had 30 properties on the tax sale list. The year before that you had 27. This year you have 32. So there are 168 businesses on H Street. Since this construction, 90 businesses have been listed on the tax sale list. Of course, not their businesses, because they have been subsidized by the government. And you talk, Tommy Wells is speaking about ethics. This is very unethical, and it has a hint of redlining, because most of these businesses that operate during the day that were denied, excluded from government subsidies that were exclusive for a certain group of people, were mostly minority-owned businesses.
Who is Joe Engler?
Joe Engler owns about, from what he says, from what I've read in the Washington Post, the City Paper, and the Washington Post City Paper and the Washington Business Journal, he owns about 7 or 8 properties on H Street. He also was the owner of DC9. He sold his share out, from what I read in the City Paper. But he owned it during the time that the Ethiopian was, they had the incident where the Ethiopian died. But that's Joe England. He's considered a nightlife mongrel in DC. So he's also contributed a lot through campaign bundling to Tommy Wells' 2010 campaign via his different bars, clubs, and restaurants.
At the press conference earlier, 13th and H Streets, Northeast, around H Street, as the press conference going on, you interrupted and said the words urban removal. What is it? Explain what that is, and you know, why is it important? What are you trying to say with that?
Urban removal happened back in the 70s, where it was so-called urban renewal. And who coined that phrase? It was Reverend Frontroy. He stated that the government was going into so-called urban corridors in the pretense of revitalization, but it was the removal of black folks from these areas. It happened in Southwest. It happened in Adams Morgan, throughout the district. So we see the same thing being reintroduced in traditional black retail corridors. It happened on U Street, it happened on 14th Street, and it's happening on H Street, and it's about to happen in Anacostia.
Bashir Diab, what would you like to see happen going forward? At today's press conference was to mark the substantial completion of this project. Hopefully some of the, upheaval that businesses have been experienced will not be quite as bad going forward. But what would you like to see happen going forward?
I, on the outset, and hopefully going forward now, we always wanted some transparency and inclusion through the process, as it's supposed to be with any, and I would like to emphasize, any community economic development project. But unfortunately, this project, as far it has been implemented, has all the hallmark of a private project being imposed on a community. And we wanted definitely some inclusion, open information to the stakeholders, and also to help struggling businesses to sustain their businesses. And this by talking to them and providing them some tax relief. We've asked, we come up with a lot of solution, waive some of the fees and penalties that's been imposed on them, and remove them now from the tax sale list, because it doesn't make sense with a government project being imposed in this community during the worst economic time in American history. These businesses unfortunately have to suffer. So the government has a part of responsibility in it, and that is to mitigate this hardship that's been imposed on small businesses, especially on small minority businesses that's been harmed discriminately.
Can you explain the kind of tsunami of different things that took place here? At the one hand, you're saying, as you had a terrible economic situation. On the other hand, you have the street being paved up so people can't park and get in, and there was, as you're saying, not much assistance for businesses operating in the daytime. Okay. But then you have the streetcars coming in, and with that comes a massive infusion of investment. Talking about, I've read a piece, I think, where billions of dollars are expected to be coming along this H Street corridor. Okay. And so then property taxes are jacked up. So all of these events, it's like, it's just a, if you were to think of a situation to drive out businesses, a long project that stops people from being able to shop at the same time that property taxes are going through the roof would certainly be one way to do it.
I mean, see, this is the dilemma here. We're going through a redevelopment project, which is something that we all wanted to see happen. And that's the main reason, actually, a lot of us invested time and money to hopefully see one day this take place. But again, with this program of this magnitude, the government should be very instrumental in monitoring and implementing the project the right way. So, for example, you find some existing business, you have to first of all talk to them and consider them as honest and true stakeholders through this process. And we've seen it in areas outside the DC, even where small business been engaged to and grandfather in any sort of government relief program that could be actually put in place. And also expedite as in any way possible the project, because what happened, unfortunately, with this project, it was taken too long to be completed. 4 years, it is too long for a small businesses to be able to survive, you know, having access to its clientele denied. You come in one day, try to have access to your property or to your business, and you find that your sidewalk is all dug out. You can't even have access to your business to open, let alone have your clients come to your business. So, and with that, having property taxes being increased, that's the coup de grace, if I may use that expression, because you see a project being implemented for future benefit, but at the same time damaging a lot of businesses that are struggling to maintain themselves and having to deal with tax hike. It is no way possible in this hard economic time. Remember, we are in the worst economic time that in American history. And having to deal with that, it's quite impossible for small businesses. So if the government is in the business of respecting and helping small businesses, or community small businesses, they should show it through this project. And unfortunately, it has not been the case. But hopefully, in the future, they will have to work with them and show them respect and some sort of consideration.
Pamela Johnson, I want your final thoughts. And then on a previous time walking 8th Street with you, we stopped in at a number of stores, including someone who offered men's fashion. And he said that the crack epidemic that swept through D.C. and 8th Street was not as damaging to business as the street renewal.
Exactly. I remember that quote.
Your final thoughts.
I sure do. And I agree with him 100%. And I think that's the case, is because it was a multifaceted like attack on our businesses. You had the construction. You had taxes that went up to 350%. And then you also had an exclusion of us, of our businesses not being able to participate in construction relief. So I definitely feel his sentiments, because it, to me, if I was around during the crack epidemic, I probably would say the same thing, that this has been the worst for us on 8th Street, for small businesses.
And what do you hope to see going forward?
I hope to see that, first of all, our businesses are up for sale on July 18th in the tax sale. You know, these are businesses that have been denied construction relief, businesses whose taxes have gone up 350% during this four-year-long process. I hope the mayor will hear our pleas and find some kind of way to pull our properties from the tax sale. And also, we have fines and penalties added on our properties, and if those can be reduced, that would really help us out a lot.
Are businesses having trouble on H Street because of lack of business acumen?
It doesn't take a rocket. Pete, let's be real. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that if you block access to my retail business for a long time, 4 years, there is no way, as a business owner, relying on foot traffic and physical access to my business for me to stay on. It's no way. And I'm just taking our own case. For 2 years going into this construction, we had that block, 1400 block under construction for 2 years. And then this January, it started until now. And it's been documented, week after week, you have small bobcat and small machinery right in front of our building. Whereas you can even rent your property, because who would want to even rent a property for a potential business location when you see that happening every day? No way. That's what had taken place. So the lack of consideration and the lack of engagement to the small business stakeholders been detrimental to them, you know? Not even to mention some type of relief that a small group were able to benefit from. You know, it's been just an attack from different front. And unfortunately, a lot of us were not able to survive. And they're gone as we speak. Yep, and let's be reminded that these guys, they've been here for 50 years. In our case, 10 years, because we had a vision in this corridor, you know, that a day like this will come where, you know, we all could benefit from it. But not only some are not benefited from it, but they are losing, actually. They are being dispossessed of their property that they work so hard. And where are all the council members? Where is the mayor? Where are the community leaders to see that there is a wrong being done to valuable members of this community? These are small businesses, and we know the value of small businesses in a local economy, needless to say, you know? So why we are being treated that way? That's a big question. You know, it should not be only about money, and should I say about race in this small corridor to be able to have some favor from your council member or from your mayor. It should not be the case. This is supposed to be about fairness. And overall, it should be about merit and respect. But what I wanted also the one city, hopefully, to be real, because this corridor is divided racially, and that's the truth. It's racially divided. And thanks to Tommy Wells. Tommy Wells has not done anything to mitigate that. If not, he actually helped deepen that divide. Because for a fact, I've been involved in this corridor since day one. But it's a clear division between white and black. And that is sad. That is damn sad. It really hurts me, quite frankly, to just that aspect too, because I'm not only a community member, but I care about the community. But what I see is not. It's not good at all. It might be as well a private developers doing this, because I see all the sign of a private developers coming into a geographic area and just do as he or she please. But this is the government really doing this, you know, and it is doing it for the benefit of few powerful, I should say, you know, and that's not right.
You campaigned for Mayor Gray, then Council Chair Gray?
Yes, I did. I was a great supporter during the election date. I was actually one of the Paul supervisor, and we campaigned very actively. You know, was involved in a piece of mediatic campaign, you know, on his behalf, and was pretty much a supporter and believed what he really had to offer. Very respectable and mindful of what's taking place in the community, as he indicated during our meeting with him in January. Well, thanks to him, I guess this completion has taken place sooner than expected. But I'm afraid it has taken place a little bit too late, whereas a lot of businesses have gone out of business, and the remaining, like me, are struggling. And it's his time he step up to the plate. It's time that Mayor Gray step to the plate. It is time to do it. It started under Fenty, and we know what got Fenty out of here. He came in and should come with a mission to stabilize and unify this district. H Street is racially divided, and that is not a good thing. We need to promote small business and get everybody up and running. And that's what we hope that will take place.
Pamela Johnson.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention, there's TIF money also involved in this. Our taxes were increased, and some of the tax has been reserved for TIF funds. And the TIF fund, $5 million is going towards Giant and a developer that's going to do, I think, condos. And the other $5 million, the other $5 million was supposed to help the retail businesses on 8th Street. Now heard that that's going to be given to a developer to do parking on 8th Street. So there's money out here, but there's no money for us. There's money for big businesses, developers, but for the small businesses, we don't count, and especially minority small businesses.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Ben.